Peace. Welcome to Parlay with Sensei Shui, where we dive into bringing awareness, consciousness, and self-acceptance to the tides and the cycles of life. I hope you enjoy. Like, share this podcast with anyone you feel would resonate with this message. Enjoy.
And so that's one thing that I feel is coming into our future. I feel like, honestly, it's already here, but the whole thing is, this is getting the consciousness of the regular planet, because I was talking to some, Dana the other day, and it's like, sometimes we forget, I mean this in the most beautiful way possible, how stupid most people are, right? Really, it's like...
It's stupid or blissfully unaware by chosen ignorance.
I would say you got a combination of blissfully aware of
chosen ignorance. I'm always trying to soften the blow.
Yeah, and then you have another aspect of like actually the, when you look at the development of humans in 100 years ago where most people couldn't read to how fast it's come into the brains of like AKA our computers and that processing power not being able to keep up to where it's gotten today. So that's what I mean. I don't mean in a bad way. It's like, yeah, people's processing chips. You got people, you know, there's some people walking around with a brain of a, you know, of a new iPhone and something. And you got some other people who still got the Nokia brick. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's just like the way you could say the genetics of the human species has been developed and turned out over this period of 100 years. Like when you look at the technological development, and how fast that's happened in comparison to the development of the human brain, it has completely outpaced itself, which I see, which is gonna be coming into, and this is where it'd be like, this is the other part, right? I feel like the actual, when you're gonna have people in a bigger disagreement, this whole, you know, mass, no mass, vax and vax is like a joke compared to when you're gonna start having people truly merge themselves with technology. Right, you're gonna have some humans that are gonna go back and just living in the forest and smashing their computers and living like it's, you know, 1000 AD, right? You're gonna have some other ones that are completely advanced, right? But the whole thing is you're gonna have two different layers of society and we'll see what happens moving in the future. But this is something that I truly, that
it's I feel already people, happening with the
Google it's already system. Happening. Yeah, keep
on. You know, all that, all the stuff like that. And I've had this conversation too, like to bridge off what you're saying with the potential divisiveness of mask, no mask, whatever, you know, that is small potatoes, if you will, compared to this technological integration that we're having. And it always makes me think of that song by like, I don't know who it was, but it's like been around the world to see that only stupid people are breeding, you know, I mean, even layers upon layers upon layers, like this potential gene key of the people who are procreating versus not, because we're seeing so much infertility. And I say infertility in quotes because there's something happening to westernized and modern societies with their fertility rates. That's a, we'll sidebar that for now so I don't digress, but absolutely we're going to see the global shrinkage create a sense of diversity between people who are integrated with technology and people who are not. And I personally feel that I'm still on the fence. Like I use technology, of course, and I also every single day want to be one of those people who run out into the woods and smash my computer. So as I literally just took a position to recruit software architects to create identity as a solution. So I'm an enigma, I get that. But, you know, I see it, I feel it. And those who are paying attention, really that's what it comes down to, paying attention, being present to what is happening instead of trying to digest it the way they wish it was or wanted it to be or it used to be. That actually part. Are paying attention to what it is now. Because yeah, I mean, like you're saying, the movies have it out there, right? And we think, you know, in our Western world of people in, like on the Far East, right? Like Japan, we think of Tokyo as like this insanely EMF frequency city, right? Everyone is connected into their grid. It's fast moving, you know, all of these things. And that's coming globally. Like even where you are, it's so connected to nature and, you know, the fruits and of the, you know, foliage and everything. But at some point, how is technology going to take even parts of that?
Right. Yeah. And at least one thing that I want to kind of go back to that you said is like accepting things how it is. Right. And that's what's the important thing that I see here. I get in some conversations and, you know, people are like, oh man, this stuff is blah, 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 blah. It's like, bro.
As you're training your avatar. Yeah.
Right. And so it's a whole thing for those who haven't watched the video, you know, one, you could watch it on Patreon. And two, it's like, I took out my phone because you see this all the time where people will complain about technology and how it's all this and all this. And then they're going to pull out their phone and they'll text someone or post and look on Instagram. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be aware of like where we're at as society. And when I was speaking about earlier about AI and algorithms and people with the not lacking the ability of discipline and making choices and decisions, reacting to just these dopamine hits that people get addicted to.
Yeah.
But like one of the things I see here, specifically in my experience, I see it like some places here where nature is so strong that you're gonna have like these hybrids, even in the United States. Like when you get into like the West, like the, even the West of the United States, like I'm saying the West, not California, but like Montana and like the Rockies and, you know, Utah, like the desert wilderness that I'm convinced is actually the home of an alien society.
Like, share this podcast with anyone you feel would resonate with this message.